man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Streets Maintenance. The Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Also brought to you by Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. GT Carr and his crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement, and Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. What seems to be the problem?
He's just setting up the stream.
Did you set up the stream? Are we going?
Yeah.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Are we going?
We are going.
Are we? Okay.
We are good. Jim worked his magic, clicked on something. And now it works great.
Okay. Well, we're on YouTube.
We are.
Along with Facebook and whatever else picks
up. What are we on, Facebook Live? Or whatever it is?
Just on our page.
Yeah.
And it goes to YouTube. So. Okay. Here's Tom Suter.
Yes.
And Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, Pat, not a great weekend for the baseball team or the softball team, I would say.
I mean, baseball lost 2 of 3. Softball got swept, right?
Well, they got one more today, I think.
One more today.
Yeah.
Breck did have Brody Breck came out and saved him from being swept yesterday with another strong outing. He's given up 3 hits in his last, 14 and two-thirds innings. He's got 23 strikeouts. So he's really pitching well right now. And they're 10-8. So, yeah, they're not going to win the Big Ten regular season title. That's pretty much done.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Illinois is 5 or 6 games ahead of them. But they have Northwestern here this weekend. I think they're going to win that series. But then they go to Illinois, and they got 6 games left. They better go no worse than 4-2.
Can you point the camera on them?
I can sure try, Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, do people care about?
Yes. Actually, they do.
Why?
I don't know. Hundreds watch these things.
Hundreds? When are we going to get to thousands?
Hundreds.
When I'm in the frame.
Hundreds is kind of depressing. I was hoping.
Well, what do you want?
Thousands.
Well, we get
millions.
Hundreds. We get hundreds.
Hundreds, okay.
Well, it's better than nothing.
No, it is.
We get about 400 or 500 a show. Sometimes if we got to guess, we'll go up to like 700, 800. So.
I see.
Yeah. That's what we get.
We'd be happy with what we have. Is that what you're saying?
We're going to have to be.
We have no choice. Well, we could be sad about what we have.
Well, I'm not. I'm amazed that people are even listening.
I'm with you.
I get up every morning at 5 o'clock.
I still can't get over. Although, I was reading something where that Skip Bayless' show at some point had less than 100,000 television viewers, but 40 million YouTube viewers. I mean, I don't get that.
Yeah,
and
it really doesn't benefit, you know.
Well, it must benefit him. He makes $8 million a year.
It benefits him, but it doesn't benefit the network carrying him because YouTube's not carrying those commercials.
No, those ratings, their ratings are really hurt. But none of those. Even the ESPN thing with Stephen A. Smith, I think it gets like maybe 500,000 television viewers. None of them get near as. I just assume they got millions, but they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
It's just everything's so fragmented.
It is.
And it's really hard to.
Well, a lot of people only watch YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm more and more people now who don't really watch television anymore. They just.
Well, there's a ton of people that are watching movies on their phone, which I'm not.
How could you watch a movie? You mean on your cell phone?
Yes.
I mean, that just seems.
No, Netflix tracked it when they did track it. They've stopped.
I could never
watch
it.
They said like 20-some percent. I think it was like 23% of their viewership on Netflix is on the phone.
Could you imagine watching a movie on a phone?
Well, you can't. They're with a smart TV, you can project your phone to your TV.
Well, that's different. That's not watching it on the phone. I mean, he's saying that they're watching it on the phone.
They watch it on the phone.
On the phone, okay.
That's insane. Yeah. I could never do that.
Oh, no, and never.
I would just drive me insane. I'd have enough trouble being out by phone for a minute.
Well, let alone the small picture, the sound.
Well, that's the thing I'm talking about.
The sound would suck.
That's the thing about
that, too.
And that's what I hate about cell phones is how small they are, the tiny little keypad and everything, it's annoying.
Well, like my daughter Amy and Molly too, they sit there with their thumbs and text, and it's blinding speed.
I can't do that. I just
I'm
only on it when I have to be.
I'm pecking.
Yeah, you do. I see you doing.
I'm not doing. With
you're like
thumbs.
A teenager.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
You got Taylor Swift jamming in the background. Hey, I've heard 3 songs off her new album. I did like the one.
Well, you got me by 2.
I did like the one you played just before I came here, Antihero.
Yeah.
I don't mind that song, but the 3 I've heard off her album are just put me to sleep. I mean, just it's like a cross between Air Supply and Bread.
It's not. Well, it's a little more.
It was just like, God, and they all sound exactly alike, the 3 I heard.
It's just.
I've only heard the one, and it didn't do anything for me.
It grew on me to a point.
But I think she's to the point where she could do an album where she's just making farting sounds and burp sounds, and it would still
probably
sell billions. Seriously. Man, did you hear that? I think that's where it is with her. She's got a cult following in a way, doesn't she?
Well, it's a huge cult.
I would imagine. Yeah. You
is it bigger than Trump's?
That.
Yes, it actually. Oh yeah,
but hers probably goes. Hers crosses over. She's got from both political parties. That probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, she's.
But yeah, I listened to, and they just it seriously reminded me of like, Bread and Air Supply.
Yeah, there's got to be some up tempo things.
How many songs are on there? Like 31.
30 some. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's like over 30, but.
So yeah, kind of like the White Album?
Well, and sales-wise it is.
But I mean, we got to, there's got to be some up-tempo things that they haven't pushed yet.
Well, that Antihero's hardly up-tempo. That's pretty depressing.
But that's not.
It's just got a neat
that's
sound.
That's her last project.
And it's got a neat sound to it. I just like
Yeah, that's not on the
and
album.
And it reminds me of Kate Bush a little bit. Antihero reminds me of Kate Bush a little bit every time I hear it.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like a Kate Bush.
Actually.
And I love Kate Bush.
Yeah, well. Who doesn't love Bush?
Boy, that's original.
I don't like Bush Light.
But
excuse me for being sophomoric.
Hey, we all.
Yeah, hey, we all fall into that sometimes.
That could be the name of this show. The sophomores. Remember the freshmen with Matthew Broderick? And was that?
Yeah.
Was Marlon Brando in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was on the other day. That's what made me think about it.
Did you ever listen to The Four Freshmen when you were a kid?
I did not. What is it?
Why he wouldn't have listened to it.
What's The Four Freshmen?
He was a kid. It was 50s crap.
I wasn't.
It was one of those 50s.
You guys need to remember, there were people born after the 40s and the 50s.
That's true.
But no, I've never even heard of it. Was it like a sitcom?
No, they're a band.
Oh, no.
Or not a band.
Singing group, I guess.
Quartet. Oh, okay.
A singing group. Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
What were some of their hits?
I Want to Shoot Myself. And
Well, that was the audience.
Yeah.
The Four Freshmen. No, did they have any hits?
What were the hits? I don't.
Yeah,
I
they did. It.
Yeah, they did. But
no, I've heard of like the Dave Clark Five, but I've never heard of the Four Freshmen.
So not even close.
Okay.
Oh, Dave Clark Five was great.
Yeah.
Herman's Hermits.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy.
Herman or the Hermit?
Herman.
Is he the Hermit?
Peter Noon, yeah.
Peter Noon?
Super nice guy. I got to do some shows with him.
Let's see. Songs by the Four Freshmen. It's A Blue World. Day by Day. Their Hearts Were Full of Spring.
Is that It's a Blue World After?
No.
No. No, that's It's a Small World.
Fools Rush In.
All right. I've never heard of any of this stuff. Yeah. God.
I've heard Fools Rush In.
I'm to the point where hell.
There Will Never Be Another You.
Give me Taylor Swift. That's how bad this is.
Oh, for sure.
No.
I'm asking for Taylor Swift.
You listen to some of that, you'll be asking for Carly Rae Jepsen.
You know, I've got about an hour and a half.
Oh, here's one, Steve. Little Angel Eyes. Remember that one?
God, where's Jim Morrison when you need him? I don't care if he's pooping his pants.
Hey, these could be four people together pooping their pants.
There you go. Hey, speaking of music, did they just who did they induct in this year's Rock and Roll class? I just heard somebody bitching about on Twitter the other day that they couldn't believe, and they named off like 15 bands.
Cher was one of them.
Have we been over this? I think it's official now, right? We talked about who they nominated, but now haven't they picked like five?
You know, I'm not sure.
I thought Cher was one of them.
Cher is the only name that I remember hearing.
Okay, here they are.
Because they usually do it around March or April.
Mary J. Blige.
Okay, we have talked about
it. We have. Not rock and roll.
Not rock and roll, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Cher, Dave Matthews.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan, but I can see why he's in. I mean, if Green Day's in, Dave Matthews is.
Yes, Foreigner.
Oh, rock and roll. At least
Double Vision.
They're at least rock and roll.
They are getting bad, but they
had a lot
double
of hits.
Vision.
Peter Frampton.
I never liked him.
Not a fan, but I can see why he's in.
I guess.
Cool in the Gang.
But Frampton didn't really sustain, did he? Once the 70s were over, he was done, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he kind of killed himself with that Sgt. Pepper's thing, didn't he? Didn't that really drag him down?
I don't even remember.
But
that.
He's been touring continually and he fills up his. I mean, they're not gigantic stadiums.
Would he fill Kinnick?
But
No.
But he gets about when he plays smaller venues. He'll get between 30,000, 35,000.
Yeah, that's
big money with that.
Cool in the Gang, okay. Ozzy,
good band.
I'm surprised they're not in already, based on the other band. Ozzy Osbourne just now.
Yeah, he should absolutely be in.
I'm not a fan, but he should be in.
But he's a rocker.
And a Tribe Called Quest.
Well, I think it's safe to say they're not a rock and roll.
And then Musical Excellence Award.
What is A Tribe Called Quest?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Never heard of it.
Hip-hop/rap,
I think
they?
It is.
Never heard of it.
Then there's a Musical Excellence Award going to Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. Who in the hell is Norman Whitfield?
I really don't know. Must be a producer or something.
Dionne Warwick had a unique, she's still
alive. Oh, yeah,
I've always liked her voice.
Musical Influence Award, Alexis Korner.
Okay, that makes sense.
John Mayall.
That makes sense.
And the Blues Breakers.
Big Mama Thornton.
Okay. Alexis Korner, he's been dead for years.
And then there's Ahmet
Ertegun.
Ertegun Award to Suzanne DePass.
He was A&M Records, was he not?
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
But no, this list, it had like bands that aren't in it that should be in it. I mean, Little Feet was on there. What were some other?
Oh, Little Feet should absolutely be in.
I believe Supertramp was on there. They're not in?
No.
Probably should
and
be.
And is EL? I think ELO was on this list. They're not in?
They should be.
Oh, no, without question, they should be in, based on the other bands that are in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't have any knock on Mary Blige, but she's not rock and roll.
No, she isn't.
Well, neither was Dolly Parton.
And Cher.
And Cher.
But she was pop music, though.
Cher was pop,
top 40 pop.
Yeah.
I Got You, Babe. Gypsy's Thieves. What is it? Gypsy's
Tramps and Thieves.
Is that one of your favorites?
Not one of my faves.
Not one of my faves. So, back to the Hawks.
Okay, we didn't get any of those people to commit yet. The Cross that visited here.
None of them have committed. And the other guy was out at Fresno yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still think it's kind of odd that he deleted all those.
Yeah, it does.
To be honest with you, Tom, I'll just wait for it. It'll be out. Those guys will tweet whatever they're going to do. Then everyone jumps on it. Then boom, it'll be over. If they come here, fine. If they don't, you know, life goes on.
That's just
the way it is. I mean, it's. I just thought that was odd, though, that he would put those tweets up. Those tweets were innocent tweets of him being at the, and then he deleted them. I just don't know what that signifies. And then all of a sudden, he's visiting Fresno.
Yeah,
I found that kind of strange, but. And I haven't heard, TCU and USC are the other schools that were supposedly interested in Cross.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's just delaying a decision. But I haven't seen, has anyone even, I figured those recruiting sites, the moment he left campus, would be just all over him trying to get quotes or nuggets or whatever they do, but I haven't seen
anything. I think I saw somebody said that, you know, it's the
typical. He loved his visit.
Yeah, yes.
Loved his visit.
That the Iowa sits well, but he's taking visits.
And I'm guessing he loved his Wisconsin visit, and Wisconsin sits well. It's just the same stuff over and over from every site that does that stuff. I mean,
it is. You grow weary.
And I'm guessing that all these people that are doing nuggets and little hot takes and stuff aren't talking to him or the coaching staffs.
Probably not.
So it's all second, third hand information. I mean, it's pretty safe to say when a guy visits, yeah, he loved his visit. He could see himself playing there. I mean, that's like a family atmosphere. You know, they care about you.
But they say the same.
They say the same stuff over and over. And some come here and some don't. Yeah. That's just how it works. Yeah. I mean, I will say Wisconsin, I mean,
got that Cameron Hunter committed.
They did.
Them.
But you could argue Wisconsin needs him worse than Iowa does in some ways. Well, they both, don't get me wrong, Iowa needs him, but Wisconsin is in disarray right now.
They
their
lost
roster is
some key.
Roster upheaval, man, and their fans are not happy. I mean, so it's
Well, they weren't thrilled with guard to begin with.
Well, they're not thrilled with guard when he finishes second or third in the Big Ten. No, they want him out. At least the Tony Bennett stuff seems to have
subsided.
Yes, because I think Nebraska or Wisconsin fans look at him and they're like, God, his style of play is even worse than Virginia is one of the most boring teams to watch play. They are just, it's like watching paint dry. They're like a really good Todd Licklider in a way.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
They're an example of how his style would work if he had the right players and what have you. So. But, yeah, we'll see. My guess is we'll hear something here. We could hear something before we end this. It seems like a lot of stuff happens during this Monday
show. It does.
And it usually happens about 10:20. There's somebody commits or somebody releases a statement or something.
So that's 58 minutes from now. It's on the clock. See what happens.
I don't have a feeling on any of them. I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. If they come here, great. If not, you just have to move on. And like Fran said, if they don't get this big guy, you heard what he said. He goes, we'll just take what we have and make the best of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've got, what, Freeman right now, 6'10". Chris Taggio's about 6'8". Dembele's 6'8". Bronze is 6'9". They've got some Peyton is 6'7", assuming he comes back. They've got enough size. They just got to make it work. They just got to fit all the pieces together and make it work.
Well, I do think we need Peyton to come back.
Yeah,
that'll sure help.
I don't know why he wouldn't. I don't think he projects as a first-round draft
pick. No.
And I don't think Peyton's in a situation where he would leave as a second-round pick because there's no guarantee.
And I think, you know, maybe playing with his brother for another year would be a
I think that would help, but I think the main thing, he would come back, of course, to win, but to improve his stock.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he's further along than I thought he would be, the fact that teams are evaluating him. And I've seen some NBA scouting tweets of him saying, hey, this guy, they compare him. I mean, if Duncan Robinson can play in the NBA, I would think Peyton Sanford could play in the NBA. Kyle Korver, I mean, there's players that he's similar to. And
Duncan Robinson's a little bigger, isn't
he? He's about an inch taller. He's about 6'8". Peyton's a good 6'7". Duncan might be a little more of a consistent shooter, but still, Duncan Robinson's not just playing in the NBA. He's making millions, and he's a key player.
Yeah.
He's not just hanging on at the end of a bench. So there's a place for somebody like Peyton in the NBA. I don't think he's ready yet. I think defenses would be an issue for him, but we'll see. I mean, if he's convinced that he's going to go late in the first round or somebody's told him, we're going to take you in the second round and we think you're going to – maybe somebody could convince him. I mean, but – I don't know. Mostly these guys do like what Chris Murray did. They go there, they learn about it. Luka did it. And they then they come back and use that to their benefit. Man, I watch the Timberwolves and I just keep waiting for him to put Luka in. And he just, I know it's the playoffs, but he just doesn't ever get to play unless it's in mop-up duty. And every time I see him in mop-up duty, he's great.
Yeah, I know.
And then every time they put him in games where they're winning big or losing big, so he gets extended minutes, he scores like 14 points. They put him in the G League, he drops 30. And I get it. Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns are great players, and that's who he's behind.
Yeah.
But I just wish there'd be a time where they'd put him in and let him maybe try to make a couple threes, because every time I watch, he makes them.
No, it's you'd think there's got to be a place for someone.
Well,
like
there
him.
Is. It's just unfortunately on Minnesota's bench.
On the wrong team.
He's an NBA player. He's making money. And all the benefits of that, he's just not playing. And they're good. I mean, they just swept Phoenix. I mean, they're really good. The Timberwolves are really good. I didn't realize how good they
are. Have they been eliminated?
Yes. Yeah. And The Lakers will probably get eliminated. I think it's tonight. They play in Denver. They avoided a sweep the other day. But no, the Phoenix Suns with Durant and Bradley Beal and Booker, they got swept by Minnesota. And this Anthony Edwards for Minnesota is a star. He's already a star. He might be the best shooting guard in the NBA right now. And he's like 22 years old. It's incredible.
Where did he play?
1 year at Georgia. Yeah, he was a one-and-doner. I think he played for Crean at Georgia. I think it was Crean. I could be wrong, but yeah, I think he was from Georgia, too. He's a hell of a player. Seems like a good guy, too.
Yeah,
man, those NBA games, I watched that Knicks-Philly game. That was a fun game to watch. Jalen Brunson was incredible. He had 47 points. When he played in college, I didn't know if he would make the NBA. Now he's one of the best guards in the league. It just goes to show you. You never know.
No, I should probably watch more NBA than I do. Well, I don't watch hardly any.
Well, it's not like, well, you're like punishing yourself. That's your decision.
You're just not, you know.
If you don't watch the NBA, I don't think anyone's going to hold that against you.
I'm just not that into pro sports.
And that's your prerogative. I'm not either. I don't watch the NBA. Yesterday, I just found myself watching that Knicks game, and it was a good game. And I'll watch LeBron some, but no, I don't watch sports near as much as I did 20, 30 years ago.
No,
not
I don't
near
either.
As much. I just don't. I don't keep up with it near as much as I do.
I mean, especially the regular seasons are just so.
They're so long, but I don't keep
so
up.
So long.
I don't keep up with recruiting like I used to. I should, but luckily I've got people that help me, of course.
Yeah.
But that also costs you money to have those people help you. I just don't. Stuff like recruiting just doesn't interest me like it used to. It's so covered now and so saturated. You start learning about these guys. You start learning what their favorite color is when they're like 10. And then by the time they're in high school, I mean, there's so much coverage of recruiting that sometimes it's overwhelming. It's too much.
It is ridiculous, I think. To
you
go
don't
back
seem to follow to, recruiting as much as you used
I,
to.
I do the women's basketball.
Well, yeah.
That's the Caitlin effect on
that. And that's a trend right now. We'll see where you are 2 years from now.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's and maybe you still will be. I mean, but I think that's part of the Caitlin Clark effect. But, I mean, God, when I first met you, you were all over the message board with every recruit. You loved all that stuff. But I think you got kind of like, wow, this is just too much.
Well, and it's just, as you have said so many times, it's the same thing every time.
And I'm not the people that do it, that's what they do for, I get it. That's their thing. That's what they do for a living. And we do cover recruiting on Hawk Fanatic.
And there's only so many angles you can take. And
when you're going back to eighth graders.
Well, I mean, I saw, there's some of these organizations, I saw this one, they were raving about some kid in the class of 2032. And they showed him dribbling between his legs in some little youth league. What would 23, we're in 24 now, that's 8 years from now. What grade would that put that kid in? Like second?
Fourth.
Yeah, he was a fourth grader. It was an AAU fourth grade.
It's a little early.
There's some
kind of oogie.
And one of the things said, he's one of the top fourth graders in the country. And then the comments underneath there are like, what are you doing evaluating fourth graders?
But and how do you figure
what if he doesn't grow?
Fourth graders in the, yes. Or he just doesn't, he's sick of it.
Yeah, he gets sick of it, yeah. He joins some punk band.
Yeah.
He throws everything away and just starts following Taylor Swift wherever she goes. You know? But no, I think, to me, freshman, sophomore year of high school is when it should really start. But that's...
Yeah, unfortunately, it's...
That ship has left the port.
Long gone.
I mean, there's just too much of a demand for it, too much money to be made from it.
I mean, God, think back even as far as Damon Bailey, you know.
He wasn't near, I mean, he was not near as good as a senior at Indiana as he was as a freshman in high school.
He didn't live up to the,
partly because he only grew to 6'2".
Well, and he peaked.
And he peaked, yes.
Yeah.
But part of it is how big you get. I mean, you get guys like Kobe Bryant. I mean, Kobe Bryant grew to 6'6". That helped make, same with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan got cut from his JV team as a freshman because he was 5'9". Then he came back as a sophomore and he was 6'3", 6'2". And then, I mean, that's huge. We've talked to Adam about that. I remember when I asked Adam if you were 6 foot, he goes, I probably would have pursued track. Yep. But instead he's 6'5", and it makes a huge difference.
Well, and look, the Murrays.
The Murrays.
Huge.
Huge. Kenyon even said that. He goes, well, luckily, too, they won the G. They both grew to 6'8". If those guys were 6'5", 6'4", they would have been good basketball players, but they wouldn't be in the NBA.
No, probably not.
They, you know, so but some of it's just luck of the draw.
Did you see what Caitlin says? What's the hardest she has to contend with now is she's got security. and it seems weird to her. She gave an interview.
You mean monetary security?
No.
Bodies.
Bodies. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, at Iowa, when she was in the arena, she always had a pack around her. Well, there was a wall around her, especially these last 2 years. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, I can see where that would be.
I mean, she's no different than those NBA players. All. I mean, well, they have posses that act as their security, and they're probably better security than the security themselves. But, no, that does not surprise me.
Well, first, Elvis had his posse.
Yeah.
How do you think Caitlin's posse compares to Elvis's posse?
Well, it's early.
I would say a lot more ethical.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
You didn't like Elvis's posse?
Elvis's posse, just a bunch of leeches.
Yes, man. Yeah.
Yeah, leeches.
And wasn't he easy to take advantage of because he was a nice guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've read that about him. He was just a really nice guy. And he always wanted to help people.
Yeah, and he had some major problems.
Oh, yeah, he was a drug addict.
Well, before he was even a drug addict, he was secure in music, but outside of music, he was extremely insecure. Hello?
Hey, Caitlin, Clark Effect conversation. I just read this morning. Bear with me because I don't know any WNBA teams other than the Fever.
Okay.
Mystic?
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe Washington.
Washington, maybe?
Something. Yeah. Anyways, June 7th. Clark and company come into town, they had to move to a bigger arena.
Yeah, that's happened a couple places.
Yep.
Happened in Las Vegas, too.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, yeah.
Hear you talk about it.
No, yeah, but that's just the more Caitlin Clark effect.
There it is. All right, well, old news. Thanks. Bye.
Oh. Yeah, and the ticket prices are escalating, and they got to do something about secondary market stuff. They really do. It's just...
People have been saying that forever, and they don't do anything about it.
I just don't. I'm not sure. How do you do something about it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Why do you, Taylor Swift's not getting $5,000 a ticket, but they're selling tickets at $5,000.
Well, I bet she's okay, though, financially.
I think she's a little worried.
You think she's a little worried about...
But she like many others, don't want the fans to get ripped off.
No. She really doesn't, and a lot of artists don't. But there's nothing they can do about it.
What if they just started doing free concerts?
Huh? That was tried. And I think it was tried.
How could anyone make money off a free concert?
Well, it was tried that they would.
Concessions?
Well, that, I mean. But
they
the
would
stuff
sell that, their own. Who sold their own tickets, Jim?
Pearl Jam, that's right. Yeah. Why don't more bands do
Did
that?
It work?
Yeah.
Obviously, it must not have.
It did to a point. I mean.
Why aren't more bands doing that if it.
Well, then they weren't getting booked. That was the reason.
Because
venues have a thing in with the secondary.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you're Taylor Swift, I think you could overcome not getting booked. I would think they would still book her if she decided to sell her own tickets.
I would think so.
But who knows?
Yeah. Of course, then she's, a global phenomenon.
I've never bought a ticket on the secondary market, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I have... spent more than I ever imagined I would.
Was that on the McCartney?
No, for the women's basketball Final Four two years ago.
Yeah.
What'd you spend for?
$1,000.
Each?
Yes. But that was for all sessions.
Okay.
Well, what did you spend for McCartney?
$350 or something like that.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what we spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's enough. But it was worth it.
Oh, God, it was great.
Absolutely worth it.
What did I spend for Steely Dan? I haven't been to a big concert in years. Steely Dan in 2008, I think I spent $138 out at Red Rocks.
And you probably felt it was a pretty good deal.
Oh, it was great. I mean, the rain, there was a 40-minute rain delay, but it was a great concert. And that's a great venue, probably the second best behind Alpine Valley that I've ever been to.
I've never been to either.
I did a show at Alpine Valley.
I loved Alpine Valley.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really neat. It's a great outside venue. Yeah. There's Deer Creek near Chicago, but that's not near as good as Alpine Valley. It's
Alpine Valley. I have never been to Red Rocks, but Alpine Valley is real.
Hunter, have you been to Red Rocks? No. Man, I'm surprised you guys haven't been to Red Rocks.
I've been there, but not for a concert. I mean, I just...
Did you walk? I mean, it's exercise.
Oh, it sure was.
I mean, it's a winding ramp up. I mean, by the time you're up there with the thin area, you're like, wow, Did a lot of walking.
Yeah, it was.
It was definitely a hike up there from the parking
lot. Kind
lot.
Of unpleasant.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that.
It's kind of sort of a little bit of Carver, a little bit of Carver Hawkeye Arena. Just no, but instead of going down and then up, you're going up and then back down as you leave. But no, it was a. If I remember, it were ramps that kind of, you know, they wind it up and
yeah,
and it was vertical the whole way. I remember thinking, God, this is kind of annoying. But once you get there, you're like, oh,
you have it. Different parking lots. It's yeah, just weird.
It's a different setup. But it's very cool.
How far
cool.
is that from Colorado Springs?
Well, it's is it Red Rocks kind of right outside of Denver?
Yeah, it's outside of Denver.
And Colorado Springs, I think, is like an hour from Denver. My buddy lives roughly about there. So, but yeah, it was a. But when the rain started and the lightning came, I remember Donald Fagen saying, "Hey, folks, we're going to take a break because, you know, I really don't want to get killed." And then he walked off the stage.
And fair enough.
And it was about a 40-minute delay. And then they came back out, and it was great because by then it was even dark, and you got all the stars. I love being outside watching, listening to bands. Much better than being inside.
The incarnation of the Temptations I don't think that any of them were original, but started lightning at a show. It wasn't raining.
Yeah.
It was kind of misting, lightning. And they were telling him to get off stage, and he goes, "I have never left the stage, and I'm not going to now." And they continued the show.
Now, what if he would have got hit by lightning? Would they have been sued?
Well, just get another Temptation.
A couple summers ago, we were at the Bonnie Raitt concert at McGrath, and they had to escort Mavis Staples off the stage because of lightning delay.
And they don't like it. They don't like to leave the stage.
No.
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 No, not at
no,
all.
No, Mavis was not happy about it.
No.
You guys said there's one more softball game today?
Yes.
So this is the last game of the regular season for them, or is it?
11 a.m.
Is it the last game of the regular season?
Hosting Minnesota. I'm not sure.
Did I read where they've lost 13 in a row?
I'm afraid. Well, it was 11, and they lost 2.
Okay, I thought they had one more series.
Softball at Illinois.
Oh, it's at Illinois?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. So that's the last series? Is that
I
was
don't, I
okay.
don't know.
This was the last home. That's why they had.
Terry in the chat room said, "Anyone making to Riverside Friday? Missing Kate and Caitlin, but still had a few thousand show up. They stayed after the 8 p.m.
Well, that's cool. And it was neat that they were down there. Yeah. And, the first 500 people in line got a Falter bobblehead.
Hello?
Hello. I haven't seen the latest on the standings of the softball. Now, how badly is Iowa in need of these?
They need
games?
Bad. They need to win a game or two.
The
I
one
think.
I saw, they were 12th.
Tied for 12th.
Tied for 12th. But that was
the two below them.
That was two losses, though. That was before they lost two games in a row. So,
that was 13. They on a streak of 13.
Yeah, 13 losses in a row. Are there 14 softball teams? Does each one have a? I know baseball. There's only 13, but everyone has a softball.
Yeah,
team.
There's 14 softball, and the bottom two will not go to the tournament.
Mm-hmm. And right now they're.
And then it's only single elimination.
Right now they're among three teams, I think, that are fighting to stay out of that bottom two.
Okay.
But I don't have the updated standings.
So we really need right to now. Win these remaining.
Well, they
games.
Need to win. They when you've lost 13 in a row, you need to win anything. Yeah, they. I mean, they need to win the series. They need to
and
win.
And they need to do something today because I'm tired of that MINNESOTA.
Okay, so we have to.
That.
At Illinois.
Excuse me. But anyway, what's the weather supposed to be like today? Hot or cold or what?
Sunny and 65.
Perfect. Tomorrow it's going to get
okay,
hot.
Okay, and a lot of wind.
No wind.
There's wind outdoors right now.
Well, yeah, less than 20 miles an hour. You'll be fine.
Okay, okay. Well,
you'll
I'm going to
okay.
get a drink of water, Kern.
There and
yeah.
Hope for the best and
cope
let's
with the rest.
Drown those gophers.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you.
How those standings coming?
It's only showed me the top 10, so I don't know why it would do that. Frankly, let's try again.
Oh wow, that center from Florida Atlantic, that Vlad Golden, is withdrawing from the NBA draft and is signing with Michigan. So Michigan's roster's, it's starting to take shape a little bit. That's a good get for them.
Yeah.
He's basically following his head coach.
Yeah. It's for some reason only showing me the top 10. So.
Well, I'll find
why, it. I don't know.
You, Captain, tell everybody what you had for dinner.
Oh, we had a pork, fire-braised pork, I think it was called. We got it from Schwann's. Absolutely delicious.
Bernan's. From Jethro's?
Yeah.
Bernan's. That was good.
Yeah. I like Bernan's.
And Jan got pulled pork, and there was enough pulled pork.
Okay, here we go.
That tonight we can have both have sandwiches.
All right, Northwestern, wow. They're 17-2 and 31-9. Let's see. Michigan State is 4-16, 17-30. They're in last place. Iowa is 4-15, 16-25. Maryland is 5-15. Illinois is 6-13. So
we got to win some games.
Yeah, and Illinois is not as good as I thought they were. I thought they were. I might be getting them confused with baseball. So those Illinois, Maryland, Iowa, and Michigan State are all within two games of each other with, what, three conference games left to play. And, yeah, I mean, Iowa right now, Iowa's tied. Basically, win-wise, they're tied for last, but they're a half a game ahead of Michigan State because they have one less loss.
And if we get two wins, that should do it. Take two of three from Illinois, right?
No, because that would give Iowa six wins, and it would give Illinois seven wins.
Oh, okay.
So they have to basically sweep Illinois.
Yikes!
And Maryland's 5-15. So, and then let's see, Wisconsin 8-12. Ohio State, man, there's a lot. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's eight teams that have between 8 and 12 wins. Rutgers 12-8 goes all the way down to Wisconsin 8-12. So, but yeah, no, this has not been a good season.
So they got to beat Minnesota today.
Yeah, no, if they beat Minnesota today, they wouldn't need to sweep. I forgot about that. If they beat Minnesota today, and then that would give them five, and then 1-2. Well, then they'd both have seven. So I don't. Then they'd go to a tiebreaker. I guess they basically have to beat Minnesota and sweep Illinois. To get Illinois out of there. No.
So after losing 13 straight, they have to win four straight.
Well, that's usually what happens when you lose 13 straight.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you put yourself in a real tough position. I mean, it's not a lost cause, but a lot will depend on what Maryland and Michigan State do, too, since Iowa doesn't face them. But Michigan's 17-3, and Northwestern is 17-2. And then you go all the way down to Rutgers at 12-8. I mean, Northwestern's been good in softball for a long time. They really have been. So that's really not a big surprise. And I'm not sure if she's still on the roster, but Ayanna Lindsay, remember, she's from City High? She's played at Northwestern. So the softball team, they're in a tough position.
So today the good news is the weather is going to behave.
What time's the game start?
11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be nice all day and a day.
Where would you recommend listeners to park where would we suggest?
Well, they have pretty ample
parking. Softball, you're right. Softball's fine. I was getting mixed up with baseball. Yeah, they should. I mean, there should be plenty of room because no matter what's going on, you can't park in that area there unless you're going there for track or softball. So they've always got, the softball should be fine. Baseball would be hard at 11 o'clock.
Hello.
Hey, it could be a lot of different things, but is what's hurting that softball team? Is that, and I can't pronounce that name, is it Locker or Loker and Carter?
Denali Locker. That? Yeah, well, they lost her and another girl. Yeah, it doesn't help. But they got to get better pitching.
I just seen that girl. I think it was a Carter girl. She's starting for Arkansas, batting like 391 or something like that.
Oh, that's right. The girl we had girl we had on the radio. What was her first name? Was it
Nia?
Nia Carter. Yeah. I forgot. To be honest, I did not realize she was playing somewhere else. But yeah, those were arguably their two best offensive
she hit
players.
The portal. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, I do remember seeing it now because we had her on about 2 or 3 weeks before she hit the portal. Yeah, that's not that hurt when you lose your two best offensive players. And Denali Locker was also a good pitcher. That was a huge setback for them. But that's why you got to win more to keep them here. You know, I mean, those were two huge hits, and they're paying the price. They're feeling it.
And the pitchers are relatively young, I think.
Yeah, they got a girl from Fort Dodge, I think, who's a sophomore. They just got – when you lose 13 in a row, you got to improve everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you got issues.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be too harsh, but, you know, you just have to. You have to improve everywhere. You have issues.
Yeah. You can't – got to be got to throw strikes, got to make plays, and got to hit the ball.
Got to hit the ball. That's baseball and softball, same thing.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Yep. Thanks.
God, I watched a little bit of the Cubs last night, but did you see the Cubs lost Saturday 17 to nothing?
No.
They lost yesterday 5-4. Boston's actually pretty good. The game 17 to nothing. What the hell? I wonder if Hunter watched it.
What day was that?
Saturday. They lost yesterday 5-4. It was the game of the week last night on ESPN.
We were at the casino on Saturday, and on the screen was the Cubs in Boston. Boston had just incredibly horrible uniforms on.
Yeah, they've got to change them. You can see through them.
Oh, there's a lot of complaints going on with players at the uniforms they have now. They cause them to sweat too much through the uniforms. Yeah, I think they're going to be making some big sweeping changes, but I didn't realize that they had changed uniforms.
It's not permanent. It was because of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah. Boston does it. There's times where I'll watch Boston and their uniforms will be bright yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
with blue trim.
These were awful.
But these have got – they've got to change – the fabric, too.
Yeah, because they're sweating too much.
When they sweat through them, and, you know, ball players are known for grabbing stuff.
Well, they showed this picture for the Yankees, a picture of him walking off the mound, and his shirt is just drenched.
Yeah.
And that's just not a good look. And the players are saying it's annoying, and they want it changed, so they will. Should we take a break? And then
I think that would be a wonderful thing.
All right.
We'll be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember...
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for 3 generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net. Or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing on all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
Hello, this is Bill Leixnering from the Oxyoke Inn inviting you to a place where you have your choice of four portion sizes. And when you order our famous family style, you can take your leftovers home to a place where you can make reservations online at oxyokin.com or by calling and speaking to a person at the Oxyoke. A place where, compared to a hotel, our private banquet rooms are very affordable. But most important, our fresh food is prepared to order and our servers have a passion for serving you. At the Oxyoke, we've been practicing since 1940. Serving daily with a brunch buffet on Sundays, Oxyoke Inn in the heart of Amana, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyoke Inn.
From the Hertin and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Skies are clearing with more and more sunshine as a high-pressure system starts to build in. Winds are out of the west with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, pulling our temperatures to highs hitting the mid-60s. Clouds completely clear out tonight, giving way to a super sunny day tomorrow and temperatures rising to the upper 70s. That's the forecast on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 57.
KCJJ weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
It's wonderful. Show is back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to the Hawks.
I'm just looking to see if there's anything going on.
Brittany, that was a wonderful forecast.
Brittany Merlot, yeah?
Yeah.
Baseball, I didn't realize they have a game Tuesday, Illinois State, and Wednesday against North Dakota State. So they've got those. They got five games this week. So that's a chance to you win though. If you win four out of five, or got even better, all five, then I think they could. Northwestern's not very good.
No.
So this is a chance to really get some momentum going. You avoided the sweep at Nebraska. Brody's pitching as good as Brody can pitch right now. He's really on a roll.
He took care of Rutgers.
Amazing that they got the games in.
It is amazing. I can't believe they got the one in Friday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that place got
– yeah.
They just got nailed. And they got nailed all over Western Iowa.
Yeah.
I was here Saturday night doing – we had severe weather. And tornadoes possible. So I was here from 6:30 till about 9.
And knock on wood, but again, my neighborhood, nothing. I mean, rain. But
we dodged.
The sirens didn't even go off.
Again, no.
We got lots of rain.
Lots of rain.
No, nothing severe.
I could probably mow my yard again today.
Well, we had severe thunderstorm warnings. Out here,
yeah, and it was raining. It
and
was raining.
The sirens hard, but didn't go because the winds were supposed to be.
And they really never got that bad for me.
Yeah, it was
so lucked out again. It looked like we were a little east and south of the real bad strain that went through like Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we avoided a lot again.
I'm surprised though they didn't blow the sirens, and I can't tell out here.
Yeah, they didn't around my house. Did you hear anywhere?
No.
And we have one right where that Casey's is there in the corner of Court and Scott.
Speaking of Casey's at Court and Scott, I went to get some gas yesterday. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any.
It happens a lot.
That place is it's just a hellhole of convenience store.
How can they not have any gas?
It's a liquor store. They don't care. They don't care. It's a liquor store. I mean,
I remember the one time the lady told me to shut up because she was on the phone talking to her daughter. I told her I wanted to get. Can you?
And this was the person behind the counter.
Yeah, I did a really good job of keeping cool because that's not cool. You don't say that to a customer.
I went in there, we ate at Midtown, and then I wanted to get some snacks for later on. And I go in there, and all it is liquor.
Well, that's how they're all designed now.
And so I said. Where are the snacks? And she didn't even. And she wasn't doing anything. She just waving her hand.
Yeah, the next aisle in. Like when you walk into the one you're talking about, you got the liquor there, and then you just go one aisle over, and it's all the snacks for the next three
the
aisles.
Snacks
but,
were almost
but the liquor
depleted.
Is the first thing you see when you go in there.
Yeah, we're almost depleted.
And there's been times where I've gone in there. There's one person working the register, and there's like 15 people deep waiting to get.
Or people out there smoking.
Yeah, well, rarely do they have more than one person working the register. And they got this one lady who's really nice, but she never shuts up. And people aren't going to Casey's for conversation. You're going there to get in and out of. And she just does. And people are getting so. And then she'll be like, she'll notice that people. Relax, honey. We're okay. And I feel like saying, well, no, ma'am. I'm in a hurry. That's why I'm at freaking Casey's. But she just talks and talks and talks.
I know. Those sad people wear me out.
Yeah, maybe. But no, that one is not. I don't know if that's a fair representation of all Casey's, but that one is a freak
the
show.
The one off of Highway 1, the guy's pretty good.
I've been to that a few times.
Yeah, and it's pretty.
And then you got the one off right by Broadway. What's that one like? I've been in there once.
It's okay. It's not. I mean, there's nothing like the Scott Court one.
And I don't know why.
I don't know.
But no.
The one close to Vic's Auto Body is the best.
Yeah,
Is that the one out on Highway 1?
And that guy used to manage Emilio's.
Just right there amongst all the car dealerships. Is that what you're talking about, that one?
Yeah.
By Abra?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that one. Okay, yeah, that one seems.
Yeah.
But now there's Casey's everywhere. Who did they bought out Delimart, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And still nothing on the corner, you know, the corner of First Avenue and Lower Muscatine.
No. Yeah.
Building still sitting there, and where that bank used to be next to the cleaner, that building's still sitting there, and that building has a great. You would think that those places.
Well, they started building on that. What I've heard is they started building on that, and then they ran out of cash.
Which one?
Who was building? Bank, you know,
the one bank, by Varsity Cleaners.
I don't remember.
The one right across from Sycamore Mall.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice building. I mean, you look like you could put a restaurant. God, I'd love a Tasty Tacos to go there. Can you imagine that?
By the way, we've had almost 800 likes on the duck swimming in the pothole, and it's been shared over 120 times. It's the most hit upon post we have on. So we should get a good check from Google.
Sure.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, you mean through Ezoic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of those, like with YouTube, you have to have so many views to make any money.
Yeah.
Like Rob Howe was explaining how many views you have to get for it to produce money for you, and it's like millions. It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, so we take hits, and it should. That pothole is the most popular thing we've got going.
Well, I'll check it when we get off the air. I'll check and see if.
Oh, there's another one building. There's another one building right near it. As it's. It's more towards the entrance on Muscatine, but it's maybe deeper than the big one. It's just not as wide yet, but it's one of those where if it doesn't get fixed, it's going to be a huge problem because it's going to be harder to avoid than this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you can at least avoid it when you're, if there's no, but if there's traffic coming the other way, you have to wait. You either drive through that massive hole or you have to wait, yield to the traffic so you can use their lane to get by.
Yeah, it ain't good.
No, it ain't good. I guess it's good for you guys. It's getting you some publicity. Why don't you have Hunter do a remote out there?
Yeah, why don't I put Hunter out there?
There's a guy that plays saxophone out there. You could have him play next to Hunter. Seriously. You think that would
Who's
go over?
Who's playing saxophone?
There's a guy that sits at the entrance there and plays the saxophone. He was there the other day.
Well, I haven't seen that.
God, this is the first time I've seen him this spring, but he's there a ton over the summer and spring. I saw him all the time.
Well, he must make some money.
Yeah, I don't know. He just stands at the entrance there where you can take a left to go into Panera or take a right to McDonald's, and he just plays the saxophone.
Okay, so 741 laughs or likes on Facebook, and it's been shared 160 times. So,
are those big numbers? I don't know.
Yeah,
don't...
those are damn big numbers for,
For Facebook?
For Facebook, yes. Yeah.
Well, they're big numbers for us. I mean.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're pretty good numbers for any.
How many followers do you have on Facebook?
It's about 5,000, isn't it?
No, we got more than that.
Do we? 10?
We got, I'll find it. Over 11,450.
I mean, is that a lot for Facebook? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a lot for us.
I mean, for Twitter,
well,
that's...
Well, for radio stations, it's a lot.
For Twitter, that's really nothing. I mean, I have 12,000, and I'm one of the smaller ones in the Iowa media, because a lot of the guys I work with follow thousands of people, too.
They said we had, like, month of October, we had 526,000 impressions, whatever the hell that means.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
All I know is like this last week we had just under 40,000 views on our site last week. Our traffic is, I mean, we're on course to have over 2 million page views this year.
That's great.
But things will slow down here in these next couple months. The challenge is to try to make them not slow down as much because there's not as much going on. But right now we're easily on course to have over 2 million page views.
So did you watch the Caitlin's... video that's out there, her practice video with Aaliyah.
I've seen a few little bits and pieces of, but there's so much. I may have missed some of it.
You know, she's pretty good. We already know that.
I mean,
you know?
The Indiana Fever stuff keeps popping up on my Twitter nonstop now. Everything they do now, I'm seeing. Eventually, it's going to get a little. It'll probably get to be a little bit too much.
Yeah. I'm ready to see Caitlin play some basketball.
I'm ready to see Caitlin get a little privacy and just be able to maybe spend a couple of weeks preparing for this season. I don't need to know her every step. Yeah. Every move she makes.
Well, I don't know that you're going to get your wish.
I think Friday is her first game.
Practice game.
Yeah.
The TV stations in Indianapolis.
Well, I'll watch the games. I just don't need, oh, here's Caitlin Clark putting her shoe on. Here's Caitlin Clark. She took a plastic fork and she's eating a salad. I don't need that crap.
I'm watching, I think it's WISH, Wish. I was watching that yesterday. And the sports report starts off with Caitlin. I mean, before anything else.
And I could see that because she just recently got picked and the season's getting ready to start and what have you. But like I said, I just don't need to know everything that she's doing every minute of the day. And at some point it gets to be too much, don't you think?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think for her too.
Oh, I'm sure it does for her. I'm sure she gets overwhelmed. I kept watching that Indianapolis game last night, Indiana game, waiting for her to show Caitlin in the lights. But I got to think, you know, she may not be there. She can't be expected to go to every men's game. I mean, she's got practice. I'm guessing if she was, and maybe they did show her. I never did see them point her out at the game or what have you, because in the one game she was at when they made a game-winning shot, part of the big promotion and coverage was how she reacted to the game-winning shot instead of the game-winning shot. You know, I saw more of her reaction. She stood up and cheered with her cell phone like everybody else there. You know, they kept showing it over and over more. I saw that more than Tyrese Halliburton's game-winning shot. It was just kind of funny. But that's just the world we live in now. Everything is overkill.
Yeah, I'm going to be glad when it's basketball news instead of, you know, the non-basketball news.
Well, and
I don't care what she does.
And, I'm getting to the point in my yearly cycle where I'm getting sort of basketballed out.
Yeah.
I mean, the NBA playoffs, I mean, I'll watch. The only reason I'm going to watch the WNBA is because of Caitlin. I normally don't watch it because it starts at a time when I'm sick of basketball. I mean, I'm sick of basketball in the summer.
Well, that's what I don't understand about them playing spring football. Does anybody
care? I don't watch that stuff. No. Now, if there's people I knew playing or something, but yeah, I've never been that interested.
Well, enough people must care or they wouldn't do it.
Well, plus the fact that it's sort of a training ground for, and a lot of these guys are using it to get back in the NFL. That helps it. But I mean, I watched a couple minutes of the game the other day and there was hardly anybody in the stands. There's hardly anybody in the stands.
Well, it's a TV event.
Hello.
How much do you think it helps that, that Candace Parker is retiring, Kate Martin? How much do you think that helps Kate Martin?
I couldn't tell you.
They play different positions, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, much different, but I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Okay. And there's only 13 on the roster, right, for WNBA?
Is it
12, I thought.
Well, I know the NBA's 12. I don't know that one for sure either.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for nothing. I just don't know how many players are on the WNBA roster. I guess we could Google it and find out.
I will Google it and find out.
I thought it was only 12, but I could be wrong.
But I'm pretty sure that's the NBA. But like men's basketball, college, the men get 13 and the women get 15, right?
Right.
Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
So, but I don't know if that will have much to do with Kate, whether she makes the team or not. I did see a narrative out there that Candace is retiring because she's afraid to face Caitlin.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, I love Caitlin Clark, don't get me wrong, but that's just so stupid. She's retiring because she's in her mid-30s, she has a child, and she's ready to move on. I mean, Candace Parker doesn't need to
Made good money.
Remember, her dad played it. 12, you were right. Remember, her dad played at Iowa, Larry Parker. Played in the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, Iowa never really had a chance for her. Now, if Candace Parker was coming out now with where Iowa is, they probably would have had a better chance. But she was Tennessee or UConn all the way.
Yeah.
She was the number one player in the country. She was a massive recruit. And she proved to be as good as advertised.
Yeah.
And I think she does a good job on TV, too. I like watching her. I think she does good with Barkley and those guys. Did you hear Barkley talking about the Pelicans are playing really bad? And say they do this thing when teams are on the verge of losing. They're going fishing for the offseason, and he was saying that the way the Pelicans are playing, that they need to go fishing out all that dirty-ass water in Galveston, Texas. All of a sudden, he just started ripping the water in Galveston, Texas, and Shaq could not stop laughing. It was pretty funny.
He is pretty funny.
He is. Now, I've watched that King Charles thing. That doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't
work. He's so out of place. But he looks uncomfortable. Even sitting there, he looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, but he's damn funny.
He's good in the right. Yes. Yeah. But when you put him there, it's just. Yeah. Do you think that show will be around a year from now?
No.
I don't either.
No, it's getting terrible
ratings. Oh, I'm sure it is. It's a just not a good show.
Yeah, I guess I've never even heard of it. What
it's
is
called
it?
King Charles. It's
CNN.
Isn't it? It's Oprah's friend.
It's Gayle King.
Who's Oprah's friend?
And Charles Barkley, and they're on CNN on Wednesday nights. And,
but isn't Gayle famous because she's Oprah's friend? Isn't that how she?
But
got
what
started?
Are they doing?
Well, she's a pretty good.
No, I know she is, but didn't being Oprah's friend sort of propel her?
Well, yeah.
Beyond, but what are they doing?
They talk. They talk. Current events, anything,
current
politics.
Event. Yeah,
they talk about anything, and it's they have guests on, and it's just they sit in a chair across from each other, and Charles is
not
wearing
flying.
It's just he just looks out of place, like kind of like the Magic Johnson hour. That was terrible.
Well, it's better.
It's a little better than that, but not much. I gave it a shot. I tried two episodes of King Charles, and it's called King Charles. I mean, and it was boring.
The guy got fired for this review of the Magic Hour. And I think he was with the New York Times because he reviewed it. He said, and this was back in the, when it was on in what was the late 80s or something? 90s?
90s, I would say.
Okay. And he said, well, he's got HIV, so we won't have to put up with this show for long.
Wow.
Well,
who
he should
that?
Get fired for that.
Yeah, he got fired.
And he was wrong.
Critic,
he was wrong.
Hell, Magic's gonna. He looks like he could live till he's 100.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got the medication now. The thing is treatable with medication.
Yeah, he's got the medication.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. A lot of people are living long lives with AIDS.
Yeah,
not AIDS with HIV.
Yeah,
because it prevents it from being AIDS.
Yeah, so
yeah, that was a stupid thing. He should be fired for that.
Yeah, he got canned.
Yeah, and
should have.
And the New York Times.
That's just
an editor let it go through, and the editor got canned.
I could see that too.
Yeah.
You wonder who the editors were for Christy Noem's book. Hey, let's let that paragraph about the dog go through. And she's standing up. She's dying on that hill. She put out a statement. You saw it on Twitter.
Well, yeah, they just
saying to the crap about being
saying,
able to make the
tough decisions on the farm. You know. I did it for my kids.
They had this Republican pundit on earlier on CNN, and she's always coming up with a way to defend the Republican.
Yeah.
She goes, this is horrendous. She goes, I've been on farms. I know people on farms. You don't kill a 14-month-old. She said, the woman didn't have the puppy trained. You can't have a puppy look at dogs and learn from the other dogs. It doesn't work like that. You have to have it trained to go hunting. You can't just throw it out there.
She said it was untrainable.
Well, it's 14 months old. It's still, did she try to train it? Did she try to get it trained?
She should have taken it to a shelter.
No, and it was her kids, her 7-year-old kid's dog.
Yeah, I saw, hey, Mom, where's Cricket when they came off the bus?
No, this woman.
She's in the hole, they're dead.
Freaking burn in hell. She should have that gun next time, and sometimes they explode, backfire. And,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm wishing. That's what I'm praying.
She's a moron.
She's got a bunch of pictures of her where, like, she does that trophy hunting stuff.
And then she puts a picture of the dog out that she killed.
I mean, people obviously have a right to hunt. I just don't like how they pose in front of, like, a beautiful, dead, massive grizzly bear where if it was bear versus man without weapons, that person would last, like, a second. But then they...
I don't get that.
I don't get that part of it.
No. I get... hunting deer and stuff for conservation, I understand.
And for food, and for some for fun, but
for food.
But don't bask in the joy of it. I don't understand.
But to kill
that.
A freaking, to go out and spend $10,000 to $20,000 or more to kill a bear.
I don't get that.
Why?
That's their right, but I don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
I
either.
Couldn't do it. I saw this video the other day of baby bears trying to get into this hammock. It was one of the funniest videos. This video is like 2 minutes long of these bears, and mama bear is just sitting there watching them like, God, you guys are idiots. There's three bears, and it's this hammock. They're trying to get in, and they get in, and then all of a sudden it flips over, and they go flipping on the ground. It's 2 minutes of just complete laughter at how stupid these bears look trying to get onto this hammock. Some of them took hard falls, too. One time the hammock flipped all the way over and just sent the bear flying, and then they show the mother just looking at the bear like, are you done yet? It's pretty funny. You could, if you just Google, it is one of the funniest videos I've seen.
Bear in hammock?
Baby bears trying to get in hammock, it would come up.
I love the bear that goes into the house in Florida.
And opens up the refrigerator?
Opens up the refrigerator and takes a six-pack.
And then closes it.
The refrigerator and closes it.
And closes it and leaves. Yeah, I've seen that.
And took the six-pack?
Took the six-pack.
How about the one that...
Didn't take anything else.
How about the one that took the orange cone and set it back up? I love that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I love that
That was a classic. And that was a massive bear. Well, man, there was another video I saw, though. This was scary. They showed... These people looked like they were on some type of... Like some type of tour or whatever, some sanctioned tour, and all of a sudden this freaking bear popped. It was a mama bear. You could tell she must have had cubs there. You forget how fast those things are.
Yeah.
My God. And they finally, these people like speed up because the conservation guy driving this thing was sort of laughing at first, and they're like, this bear is getting closer, and then he finally took off. But this mama bear was flying, and she was pissed because she was protecting her cubs.
Yeah, there's some really... I see, that's what I do with Instagram, is I watch the, there's some great animal videos.
Oh, there are. Well, there's some good stuff on, like, Nature is Amazing, the dodo. Yeah, there was some video the other day, they showed a guy in India giving water to a dehydrated cobra. And the cobra was actually, you could tell, seemed appreciative, and then he ended up petting the thing on the head. And the cobra, I mean, it was a strain, and then the cobra just went away.
Be a hard pass there for
oh,
me.
Oh, I don't know. But you could tell this cobra was just parched. It was, and it had no water. And this guy started feeding this cobra water, and it was just, I couldn't believe what I was watching. It wasn't staged or anything. You could tell it was real.
There's this gigantic pit bull like Moe's had.
Yeah.
And then this baby kitten.
I've seen some of those.
The kitten comes up to the dog's head. And just slaps it across the head. And the dog's just looking
Luckily, the dog doesn't do anything.
Yeah, the dog just looking at it like, what the hell is
that?
Yeah,
the videos where the dog may lash out, hopefully we won't see those on Twitter. So, but yeah, no, there's good and, like we say, there's good and bad with Twitter or X or whatever. I guess Elon, did you see he asked yesterday, he asked people, or was it yesterday or the day before, what do you like better, X or Twitter is the name? And everything I saw underneath was Twitter. It, of course, turned political. I mean, all the blue checkers were saying X, and it, like everything else, it just turned into a left versus right thing. But I think X is the dumbest name for that. I mean, I never call it X. Do you?
I agree.
I call it Twitter.
No, and it's still called tweets.
What are you going to call them, X's?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well, you could.
Yeah, that shows you how dumb it sounds.
It's just, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Why he had to change that? Well, ego is why he changed that, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know why he changed one of the most recognizable logos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. It's ridiculous.
So I'm trying to think, any hot rumors? Scoop?
Nope.
Scoop suitor?
You know, that rumor was out there for a long
time. Yeah, but it was out there at places like where you were going. You know, like you went to a Hawkeye function.
Yeah.
And somebody who probably somehow has a connection to the Ferences or has a good source in that. It never really came. Now, partly that, too, is because I'm guessing, well, anybody in the media would have cared.
But nobody put it out as news.
Well, partly maybe because the people that knew about it weren't big tweeters and weren't big social media people that say, well, look what I have.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't care if they get
that's true.
Attention for what they know. You know, it. I mean, when you told me, then I'm like, okay, I got to look into this. And that's when I did. And then, boom, it took a... I mean, I had that thing up on Twitter like 45 minutes after I left here because I knew... I just wanted to get a couple more sources. Maryland had their spring practice game Saturday. It was on live at 5 o'clock. I watched it thinking maybe I could see Brian Ferentz. Like on the, I never did see him. I'm guessing he was probably there. I never did see him, though. They did not address it either. At least when I was watching, they didn't talk about it.
So my question is his job such that he'll have to move during season? We were talking about that.
My guess is he gets a place out there and then stays here because I'm guessing he looks at this as not a – 3 to 5 year job. Mm-hmm. To me, this is a gap fill for him, kind of like what Green Bay was for Tim Lester.
Uh-huh. That's my
and
guess.
My
too.
Guess is I can't imagine him uprooting his four kids and his wife and moving out there with the chance of moving again in a year.
Yeah,
that's just my guess. I don't know.
So.
My and you know he can easily afford. And my guess is hell they may have places out there where you know staff members can live and what have you. So I mean, I mean, I kept looking to see him, and like I said, I wish no ill will on Brian. I hope he goes out there and has a little bit of success. I mean, I don't want to see the guy continue to struggle and people make fun of him after a while. You start to feel for him. I mean, did he have an easy path up the ladder? Yes, easier than most. But still, eventually it caught up with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Iowa fired him. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yep, that's right.
But, I mean, I
want him to do well.
Mike Locksley obviously sees something in him. And Mike Locksley, I mean, Maryland's won at least 7 games in each of the last 3 seasons. They've won 3 bowl games in a row for the first time ever. Maryland's coming on a little bit. Yeah. I mean, they got to get better on defense and in the interior, but they've got great skill players and they're coming on. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Interesting to see who, because Leo's gone, right? Talia.
Yeah, he's actually, he's trying to find, I think he just signed a free agent contract. He didn't get drafted.
Really?
Yeah. And Keith Randolph from Illinois didn't get drafted, but the Bears signed him as a free agent, which I like. I think Keith Randolph is good. I think he's underrated. But I'm pretty happy. Now, the Bears draft, it's interesting. I've seen a lot of people rave about it, but then I've seen a lot of people, they'll grade the players. I've seen some people put the pick of Torrey like a D+, a C. Some people aren't happy that they took a punter that high. But, yeah. I mean, that's – they need a punter.
They must have needed one.
Though they do. Their punter ranked in the near the bottom in multiple – punting categories last year. They definitely need a punter, but I believe the punter that struggled is somebody they just drafted a couple years ago. So we'll see. I think Torrey's going to do just fine, and it's going to be neat him punting for my favorite team, and hopefully he can make a difference because they're putting the pieces together. The Bears have a chance. And I like what they're doing on offense. I think the defense will be okay, so we'll see.
Okay. I've been fooled before with the Bears.
Are you a Bears fan? Are they your
closet?
Who's your favorite NFL team?
I don't know. Bears, Chiefs, maybe?
I've always been a Bears fan. My mom raised Bears and Cubs. That's just how I was raised.
Like the 49ers pretty well.
Yeah, just Bears and Cubs. That's all it was coming up. Bears, Cubs, Iowa, and Notre Dame. Those were the 4 teams coming out of my house that I was taught to follow and like, and you kind of sometimes you do what your parents say. And my mom was a huge sports fan, so it was we spent a lot of time watching Bears and Cubs together.
Yeah,
she'd be excited about this draft, but still have to do it. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how well Caleb Williams can play in his first year. I mean, a lot of rookie NFL quarterbacks drafted high struggle big time, so we'll see.
Weren't 6 of the first 12 picks quarterbacks?
Yes, and I think the first 14 picks were all offensive. That's part of why Cooper dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody could have forecasted that or predicted that, but that just goes to show you that all the Mel Kuypers and all these people, they're not getting their stuff from NFL teams. I mean, the NFLs they stay pretty quiet about what they're going to do because they don't want to tip their hat.
No.
I mean, it's common sense you don't want to tip your hat.
It was ridiculous with people going nuts because he went in the second round. He went in the second round.
He 9.2 million.
Yeah, 9.2 is pretty good. Jack.
And in fairness to the 3 cornerbacks that gotten picked in front of him, they're good. And they had much faster 40 times. And the thing with Cooper, too, is he may end up playing safety. Safeties, for some reason, don't get picked as high in the draft. And he is coming off a pretty serious injury.
Yeah.
Those things all could have contributed to him dropping a little bit. But he only has dropped in the eyes of the people that put him as a first-round pick. I don't remember anyone from an NFL organization saying he's a first-round pick. It's all the prognosticators. And they happen to be wrong in this. But like you said, he was picked 40th.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
I saw Tyrone Tracy got picked.
Oh, he
did? By the New York Giants as a running back. I'm happy for him. I always liked him. And we'll see. I mean, I think he got picked in the 5th or 6th round. So there's another former Hawkeye. And Joe Evans signed a free agent contract with Baltimore. And I would not be surprised at all if Joe Evans made that team. I really wouldn't.
No, that'd be great.
And then Steven Stylianos, I think, signed with Tennessee. And then Noah Shannon, ironically, signed with Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the irony in that?
Yes.
I mean, and I wish good luck to him. And it'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't be surprised if Noah hung on to a roster.
Boy, I hope he does.
But the fact that he's going to Las Vegas a year after having his whole season taken away for betting on one game, the irony in that is just too much.
It's odd.
It is odd.
Yeah. It is.
So, and as far as any other, I haven't heard any other really rumors on the quarterback. I still haven't heard anything new on Brendan Sullivan, even on the message board.
Nothing. There has been nothing.
it's like he dropped off the face of the earth, which kind of maybe shows you that maybe he is going to. Maybe it's just one of these things where just in like an hour from now, Brendan Sullivan commits to Iowa. Who knows? I mean, that seems to be the name being mentioned a lot more even than the quarterback from Ohio
But if
State.
That were the
you think it would have happened by now.
And you would think that he would put a do not contact then
that,
if
that's another point. And yeah. I can't imagine a lot of great Power 5 programs are lining. I'm not knocking him, but you think a lot of great Power 5 programs are lining up for Brendan Sullivan?
No.
I don't either. So I don't it's not like I don't think he's gonna have a lot of better choices than Iowa, and you can laugh all you want about the offense, but it's still they're still a 10-win Big Ten program with great fan support, good facilities. You can't just take everything and base it on just the offense. There's a lot more reason to commit to Iowa if he's in that case. And like I said, I don't think Michigan and Ohio State and Alabama and you are lining up for Brendan Sullivan.
I would think not.
So we'll see. But no, you're right, though. He has dropped off the face of the earth. And I'm gonna look and see if that – you said that receiver was visiting Fresno on Sunday, right?
Yes.
I'm going to see if he's done – anything. I don't follow him, but here's
this. You know, I talked to
nothing.
Greg, our attorney,
yeah.
in D.C., and we were talking last week about the lawsuit and if they'll have any culpability because the NCAA said they did violate the rules. And he said, the minute they find out that it was, that the court finds out that they didn't have a warrant,
then it's all,
everything is
dropped
off the table.
It's like a search warrant. Like if you don't have a search warrant and you find drugs in a house, you can't use that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said they won't be able to whittle down the money because of the
NCAA. Okay, will they get their college eligibility back?
No, they're going to get paid for it.
But what if you're someone like Arlen Bruce who wants to play two or three more years of football?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know, he said that.
I think some people are going to be suing to get their eligibility back. I think that will be part of this, too. So
possible.
This is all new frontier for all of us. We don't know how this will play out, but that's interesting. That doesn't really surprise me because, I mean, you've seen lots of times where, like, big drug seizures, they end up not being able to follow through on them because they didn't have a correct search warrant.
Said the NCAA sanctions or the rules won't. He said, that's not going to matter. The minute it goes before that judge, the judge is going to say, did you have a warrant to do that? No. Goodbye.
I still wish we could get the DCI or the Department of Public to say why they launched it. I mean, we have our theories and we've been told our reasons, but just own up to it. Why did this? What initiated this? What was the motivation? I'd love to see what they say. My guess is we'll never hear that unless it comes out in court.
It did not happen. You know, there's a good case to be made that it was political because it did not happen in Grassley's district. It did not happen to you and I. It only happened to Iowa State and Iowa.
Didn't happen to Drake.
And Drake really, though, isn't. It's not public.
Yeah, but still, that doesn't
matter.
Well,
it didn't happen anywhere in the country.
But the being public, though, the bets are still bets out on it. So. I don't know, and I'm sure all those players, if it was political, I'm guessing some of those players that lost eligibility were probably right wingers, left wingers. I mean, it seems like it crossed political lines. So
like the DCI, there's agents in DCI saying this has screwed us because they can't use geofencing now. I mean, the company said you can't use it.
This happened about a year ago, almost exactly. This is right about the time it broke.
And they said that geofencing helped them a lot. You know, they'd get warrants, but now they can't use that company.
Because remember, I think the first game we knew something was up was the Friday against Michigan State. I believe that was last May 5th, if I'm not mistaken. Keaton Anthony didn't play, and media asked about it afterwards, and he's been suspended indefinitely. But they remember that's when it all started.
Yep.
So this investigation probably started sometime in either late March or early April of so it's been about a year. So it's going to be interesting to see how that stuff plays out because, I mean, if you don't have legal search warrants, none of that stuff can be used as evidence. I don't know how it could be.
You know, it's ridiculous. You know.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Well, that they didn't. Yeah, why wouldn't you get? And I mean, they could have got a warrant.
Well, sure.
I think they were concerned that it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have
probably
been approved.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or why wouldn't you get a warrant?
Yeah. Well, it's going to cost the state of Iowa a whole lot of money.
Which means it's going to cost us a whole lot of money.
That's correct.
It's going to come out of all of our pockets. Which is unfortunate, but, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yep.
Just one of the mysteries of what the hell.
I still can't figure out why Littlefeet's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a mystery.
Well, you can't say that they're not really rock and roll.
Well, they are rock and roll.
Are rock and roll, but you can't say that because of everybody else that are letting in.
True, but they are rock and roll. Yeah. I mean, have you heard Waiting for Columbus?
Yes.
One of the greatest albums ever made.
One of the greatest live albums ever.
Yeah, I'm just incredible.
Yep.
They should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Should we start a rally?
Yeah, let's...
Let's drive
to Cleveland.
And just get out there with signs.
Tents
and just refuse to leave.
Yeah, yeah. Until they take the hoses out.
Which band do you think is the biggest omission right now, if you had to pick one?
You said that ELO was not in?
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure Supertramp's not in. And to me, Supertramp should be in the Hall of Fame. They're not one of my favorite bands.
I didn't care for them.
I mean, I didn't hate them, but my God, were they popular for
years. I thought ELO was at least more palatable to me than Supertramp.
See, I put ELO and Supertramp.
They're in the ELO's.
Oh, ELO is in? Okay. Yeah. I put them right with Supertramp. I kind of lumped them together in the same category.
I used to
put Queen in that same group, too, but I like Queen a little bit more.
Well, Queen's in, aren't they?
Queen is in. But is Supertramp in?
No.
To me, Supertramp and Littlefeet are two huge oversights.
Yeah.
The difference is I loved Littlefeet and Supertramp didn't do much for me.
Yeah, Supertramp didn't do a lot for me. I mean, Breakfast in America and Crime of the Century, those were two.
Good lyrics. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
What's the Supertramp? What's that guy's name? The lead singer for Supertramp?
Roger Hodge.
Roger Hodge. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Nice guy.
Really?
I've interviewed him on. Yeah, we interviewed.
That's always good to hear.
He went on his own and had a great album after that.
And just didn't do anything?
But it was. I mean, we played it on KFMH, but it really was a good album. Yeah.
Is Devo in the Hall of Fame?
I think they got in a few years ago, and I don't think they should have.
Weren't we bitching about it?
Yes. I don't think they should have.
I think they may have got in about the same time Linda Ronstadt did. I mean, she hasn't been in that long. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago they put her in.
Yeah, they're in it.
Wow. Yeah, they shouldn't be.
I don't get that one. I don't get that at all.
No one-hit wonders should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Especially when that one hit is a terrible song, too.
It's a stupid song, and they got flower pots on their head.
And they never explain why.
No, they don't.
Nobody ever forced them. Why are you wearing flower pots?
What the hell are you thinking?
What's the deal with the flower pots?
Yeah. What the hell?
I think that would be the first question I would ask. Let's try to get someone from Devo on the Hawk Fanatic. Should I reach out?
And then just rip them when we do the interview.
You dumb son of a bitch is what he
is. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard, and you got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Explain yourself.
What if he fired back? Well, listen, you got into the Big Ten Championship with the worst offense I've ever seen. What would you say to that?
Touche.
If Devo, the guy did a little research before we have him on.
Devo said, maybe you would have done better if you were, instead of helmets, you would have had flower pots
on your head. Maybe you can complete a few passes. No, I hated Devo.
No, that they should not be in. No. That's just ridiculous.
No.
Especially with Supertramp not in. Supertramp, whether you like them or not, they had 10 huge hits, didn't they, at least?
Yeah, and they were...
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. School and the Logical song. And I mean,
see, those aren't ringing a bell for
me. You'd know them if you heard them. Give a little bit.
That one I know.
Logical song, Goodbye Stranger.
Yep.
Dreamer, Give a Little Bit, Take the Long Way Home.
Those are all songs the moment I hear
them. Take the Long Way Home, of course.
Those are all songs the moment I hear them, I know who they were. Yeah,
I love that song.
And Bloody Well Right, I hate it.
I did not like that song.
Take the Long Way Home was the theme song to the Leave It to Beaver reunion movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like Bloody Well Right either, but somebody did because it got a lot of airplay.
It's Raining Again.
For some reason, I like that song. I'm not sure why. Those are all hits.
Yeah.
You just named off like 10 of them, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, there's got a ton of them. Cannonball.
They might even be a bigger overlook than...
Crime of the Century?
Little Feat. I just like Little Feat more as a band.
Yeah, me too. For sure.
I mean, is...
Well, Little Feat is more...
You think if he would have lived longer, it would have helped?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been dead. Didn't he die in like 79?
Yeah. But Little Feat is an alternative rock.
Oh, it is. No, well,
fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah, you definitely
know.
That.
And I mean that, and should be, and that's, you know, whereas Supertramp is
more
not
pop,
really.
Mainstream. But I will say, yeah. I think
more mainstream.
I think Little Feat's music has evolved better than like Jefferson Starship or Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane hasn't evolved. It didn't ever evolve. I mean, you can say. Anything you want about Starship, it's not the same. It's not the
How about
same.
White
no,
Room?
No, not. Yeah. And they weren't trying to be the same.
No. And they shouldn't have been the same.
No.
You know, but I mean, yeah, the Jefferson Airplane is just so stuck in 1967.
I mean,
I can't listen to
it. Surrealistic Pillow came out in like 65.
Yeah, and it's just stuck there. I mean...
What's up? Find Me Somebody to Love. That song,
great song.
But like the other songs on there, like what's it? White Room,
White Rabbit.
White
Rabbit.
White Rabbit. That's fine. What did I say?
Yeah,
White
you're
Room.
Thinking of Cream.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking of Cream. But there's another song on that album though that didn't sustain as good as that one did because it just sounds like the moment you hear it, like God, we're going back to the mid '60s.
My favorite Cream is Badge.
Yeah,
I just love that song.
I like that song.
Always loved that song.
But it doesn't translate to now either.
No, it really doesn't.
No.
That's still a good song.
Yeah.
So, well, before we... I'm going to make... This is usually...
Compares a woman to a tomato.
I'm going
to
see if there's any...
Remember that lyric?
No. In Badge?
Yeah.
I sang that song. I don't remember anything about a tomato.
Tomato?
I could have gotten the lyrics wrong. That's always a possibility, but...
Was it hard to memorize songs?
Not vocally, but the lyrics were always hard for me.
I'm not seeing it either.
I think it'd be hard for me, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's your...
I don't know what I'm thinking either.
How about this? Another American tourist has been arrested in Turks and Caicos after ammunition was found in his luggage. 30-year-old Virginia man.
Wow.
Oh, why do you have ammo in there?
Well, yeah, especially when you're leaving the country.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any earth-shattering breaking news.
I didn't see anything either. No look.
And you said there's no good rumors on the message boards?
No, not really. It's that point where outside of the recruits that visit on campus, there's really nothing to talk about.
True.
I mean, softball's lost 13 straight, nothing to talk about there.
Baseball's 10-8, but that's not where we thought they'd be. But they're showing some signs of life. I'm not ready to give up on baseball yet. I still think this team has a chance.
Well,
Brody's pitching
so
really
well.
If they can get Marcus and the other pitcher to be a little more consistent. Now, Kyle Huckstorff broke his hand.
That's not going to help.
That doesn't help. I mean, that's a setback. That takes away their best outfielder and a really good hitter, a real good base runner, veteran player. I don't know how long is he. I don't know how long. Is he out
for the rest? He's done for the season.
Is he done for the season? Yeah with a broken hand. I think that's tough to overcome. But like I said, they just got to make sure they sweep this series. They're a better team than Northwestern.
Yeah.
They just are. They need to, at the worst, get 2 out of 3. And that'll at least give them some. And they got to win these 2 week games.
It matters.
They have a chance to win 5 games this week. That could, and you take that with the Nebraska win, they could have a 6-game winning streak. All these games this week, they should be favored and they should win.
I mean, if you go 5-0, it helps you out immensely. If you go 1-4, then you just slit your throat.
Oh, yeah, 1 in 4, you're in serious trouble. Yep. So when do you think we'll hear from Kirk? Someone asked me if Kirk released a statement about Kirk's not going to release a statement about Brian going to Maryland. I mean, my guess is we won't get anything from Kirk until we have a reason to be in front of him at a presser type thing.
And somebody will ask.
And he'll give I think he'll give a very predictable answer that won't say a lot other than, you know, good luck to him. I mean, it is a weird situation, though. It's going to be weird that week going into the...
Is it November 23rd or...
Yeah, it's like November 23rd. It's the next to last game. I just find it so weird that not only that he's going to a Big Ten school, but that it's Maryland. It may have been the last school I would pick. If you would have said, hey, Brian Ferentz is going to go to one of the 13 other Big Ten teams, well, I guess now you say one of the 17 other Big Ten teams, which one? Maryland probably would have been towards the last. It would have been toward the last of my list. Yeah, so... But that just goes to show you never don't ever assume anything. And did you see that USC women got that transfer from Stanford
who projects as
the number one player in the 20? USC is going to be really good next year.
They're going to be a problem.
They're
going to
be a major problem. I mean, yeah, the USC and UCLA are both going to be top 10 teams next year. It's going to be the Big Ten women's race became much more difficult.
Yes, it did.
And then Oregon and Washington, they're not – great, but they're certainly formidable.
Oregon's had problems with retaining their players.
They have, and Washington's been up. There's been times when Washington's had one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
But there's other times. But it's going to be much harder for the women to stay elite.
And Nebraska's going to be awfully good, too.
Yeah, they are. Have they gotten anything in the portal, Nebraska? And is their big center back for another year?
Yes.
Okay, that's a big difference for them.
She's really good.
But when I watched them, they seemed like they were missing like one really good offensive player. And I wonder if they tried to pick somebody up from the portal. Ohio State's going to be really good next year.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one preseason poll. They had them ranked 6th. They had Iowa 9th. USC was 2nd. Connecticut was 1st. And then UCLA was 5th.
They had Iowa ranked 9th nationally?
They had Iowa. This was just some... Twitter guy he had some 20,000 followers, and you know, he follows with women's. It was nothing official or anything, but some guy on Twitter he did have Iowa 9th, which I think is a little high. But
I do too, but who knows? You know,
at some point, you also ride your momentum of your reputation. Iowa's hot right now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of prognosticators are going to give them the benefit of the doubt because of everything that they've accomplished. And they were hot even before Caitlin got there. Remember, they had been to the Elite Eight. So it's not like it was just Caitlin. I mean, they had a breakthrough under Megan, and that's why they got Caitlin.
I mean, Kiki Arioffen is probably the best recruited out of the portal, but Lucy Olson's right up there.
Yeah. I mean, Kiki was number one.
Yeah.
And she projects as the thing I said, she's probably the leader to be number one pick in the 2025 draft.
She or Paige.
But there is talk that, what's her name from USC, may try to test the rules and come out early. I've read that Juju, and if she came out, she'd be the first pick over Paige.
I would think so.
She's better than Paige Beckers. I don't want to upset Connecticut fans, but she's really good, this Juju Watkins.
She is.
Yeah, no, USC's going to be loaded next year. So if the Iowa women play at USC, you and Ann headed out there? Vegas?
Probably not, but I sure look forward to playing them here if we do.
When are you going to Vegas?
A week from today.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember the show Vegas?
Yeah. I may be walking a little funny, but...
is it still hurting?
Oh, yeah.
That's just weird that you don't know what you did to it.
What date do you get back?
Let's see, the 10th?
Okay.
Does it feel more like throbbing or stinging type pain?
Throbbing.
Okay, then yeah, you did something to a bone or a tendon or something.
Something.
But usually when you do something like that, you know when it happens.
No, you don't.
And it's just steadily gotten worse, the pain?
Yes.
Huh.
Although once I took the ibuprofen, I can at least deal with the pain, but it's still sore. It's real sore.
Oh, obviously, because you can barely walk.
Yeah.
He's going to the doctor.
And I don't like going to the doctor.
Who does?
Well, when you get back, Hunter's going to leave, and when he gets back,
you're going to leave.
Yeah.
What if I leave? I want to leave.
Where are you going?
Yeah, you don't want though.
I'm gonna hit Colorado sometime this spring or summer.
You're like my dad. You don't. I'll hit to travel.
I'll hit Colorado if I get a cheap flight, and we'll see what like my. I have to talk to my buddy from college. I got a road trip for Chicago planned for sometime this summer too to reunite with a bunch of old college buddies.
Well, that'll be fun.
But that'll only be for like 3 or 4 days. Colorado, I may do a week out there. We'll see. And you guys will have to carry on without me.
You'll be just fine. We'll do it.
I don't know if we can do it.
We can try.
But like I said, I'm going to try to get some guests as we get into the really slow time of the year. The problem is it's just hard to get a lot of guests for Iowa because there's just not much going on.
Nope. You call the cow sills.
No, I mean, we're done with the cow sills. They had their chance. Would you rather have the cow sills or Beth Goetz?
Beth Goetz.
We've had Beth on how long ago, though? That was a few months ago.
It wasn't very long ago.
So, but I, like I said, and if she can't do it right now, that's fine. But I've reached out to them saying at some point we'd like to have her on because I want to ask her about NIL. I really do because I do think we're getting to the point where this idea about making them sign contracts may be something that's going to happen down the road sooner than later.
You want to talk about embarrassment? This guy for MSNBC is at these college demonstrations.
Yeah.
And he's talking to this student, and the phone is on speaker, and he hands her the phone, and it's her mother saying, telling her to get the hell back to class. I'm not paying for this.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd the student handle that?
Not well.
I'm all for protesting, but it's starting to get a little old.
I've never been an activist, though.
I never have either.
And I mean, I think it's one of the great things about this country.
Well, protesting is one thing. Pitching tents and becomes trespassing at some point.
But the problem is, you know, when we protested in the 60s, the United States was directly involved in this. They can't, their protests... They're not going to sway Netanyahu or make a bleep on any radar.
No, of course not.
No, so I mean, it's just and this country is never going to back down from its defense of Israel. It can pressure Israel.
Well, plus you can never have to stand up to terrorism.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
you're not standing up to Palestine. You're standing up to Hamas.
You know.
But
it's effed up.
So have we had many protests?
No.
Iowa?
No.
We've had some gatherings and stuff.
But
they're not pitching tents like up at the Pentecost or anything, are they?
No. No. When's the last time you pitched a tent, Suter?
Oh.
Hey. Not long ago, truth be told.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Are you asking literally or figuratively?
Thank you very much.
I think we're going to end on that one?
Yeah, let's end on that one. Somebody's succeeded.
Yes, somebody's having more fun than me.
Yeah, somebody's got a better offense than we've had.
There you go. Well, everybody, enjoy the... We don't have any serious weather coming up, do we?
No. No, rain and a couple of thunderstorms.
And it's going to be warmer tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.
KCJ.